USDA has extended the deadline for CFAP, the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program. That's good news. To give us some more information about this vital aid for farmers is South Carolina Commissioner of Agriculture, Hugh Weathers. And Commissioner, this has been something that farmers have been talking about a lot, and of course it's much needed as this coronavirus has really taken a big hit on farmers again, as if they needed something else they had to worry about.
You're right. Yeah, who needed one more thing on top of everything else? But nevertheless, you're right, Mike. We'll just say CFAP because Corona. We'll say Coronavirus Food Assistance Program one time, then we'll say CFAP.
Got it.
Yeah, it was something that the industry pushed for in the various relief packages. And just last week, the USDA amended the program so that it could cover more crops, more livestock, and then also extended the deadline, as you said, to September 11 to give farmers more chance. So I want to let this serve as a reminder to any farmer who has not applied to consider doing so.
And in addition to that, farmers should really take a look at this again because it has undergone some changes. One of those is that a lot more commodities have been added to the program now.
It has, and as you pointed out, if they looked at it early on and said, well, this does not apply to me, I do encourage farmers to look again. And because there are 40 specialty crops that have been added, there are 60 commodities that have been added, and frankly, I have to look through the list. I can't imagine 60 more that weren't on there. But nevertheless, in conversations with Secretary Perdue not long ago, it was felt that the participation rate was not going to exceed the amounts that had been allocated, so they were able to make these adjustments, and hopefully it will help additional farmers who did not apply originally. And I have been on the website, and it takes a little time to weed your way through it, but the website of farmers.gov/CFAP will help farmers find their crops, find the rates of payment that they might be entitled to based on the period of time that's covered. And all of that's on this website with instructions. So we want to make sure that any farmer who thinks they're eligible is aware of these changes, and we just would really hate to see anyone miss out if they were entitled to some help.
That's exactly right. Well, like you said, the deadline has been extended to September the 11th. It was originally at the end of this month, so there is a little bit of additional time now. But really, everybody should take a look at this if they're involved in farming to see and make sure that they have dotted all of the I's and crossed all of the T's. Commissioner, is there anything you'd like to add?
Well, just that is shows that USDA does maintain flexibility. We're not talking about it today, but on the third round of the farmers to food box, they made some adjustments there as well, all designed to get as much help out there as possible, not only to farmers, but to our neighbors who have a food need. So again, I'm proud of Secretary Perdue and the team that he has and the way that they have maintained flexibility in order to be of greater service, and it's a good example for all of us.
With South Carolina Commissioner of Agriculture Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic here on the Southern Farm Network.